Doctor Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. When should combination therapy and sepsis be de-escalated to monotherapy? The SCCM 2016 Sepsis Guidelines provides the following best practice statement. If combination therapy is initially used for septic shock, we recommend de-escalation with discontinuation of combination therapy within the first few days in response to clinical improvement and/or evidence of infection resolution. This applies to both targeted for culture-positive infections and empiric for culture-negative infections combination therapy. Combination therapy in this context denotes the use of two different classes of antibiotics directed at one single pathogen. Agreement is lacking on the precise criteria that should trigger de-escalation. There are three different approaches that were discussed in the comments by the guideline authors. One, clinical progress, like shock resolution, decrease in vasopressor requirements, etc. Two, infection resolution, as indicated by biomarkers, especially procalcitonin. And three, a relatively fixed duration of combination therapy before automatically reducing it. As of this recording, members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy now have access to 4 additional training videos on how to use ketamine in critical care, de-escalation of antibiotics and sepsis, safe IV lipid use for nutrition purposes, and use of medications in deep sedation procedures. Sign up to access these and over 50 other training videos at pharmacyjoe.com/academy.